Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show right here on the Saints Radio Network. Visit Pensacola, the way to beach. And now let's go behind the scenes with this week's Saints assistant coach, brought to you by Rouse's Market. Shop Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. And John Benton, the offensive line coach, longtime veteran of a coach, but his first year here with the Saints. Coach, welcome to the show.
Oh, glad to be here.
We appreciate it. So, I kind of want to begin where I kind of talked about at the end of the break and kind of going into break. And, man, when you think back to Irvine and all the questions, you know, with Fuaga in a new position, being a rookie, and then Trevor Penning and all the, you know, the moving parts and no real left guard at the start. And I wanted to talk about Trevor Penning and just kind of where you've seen his confidence level, like where it was in Irvine and kind of where it is now.
Sure. Yeah. You know, I'm really pretty impressed with Trevor from that standpoint. I think he always needed continuous time on task, which he struggled due to injuries in his past and that type of thing, but he's stuck with it, and it's showing in his play now. He's playing with a lot more confidence, and I think he's starting to enjoy the game a little bit.
And Coach Ben, when you look at all the years you've coached, and you know, you're going to have injuries on the offensive line, and was there ever this many injuries that when you were coaching you've had to deal with and shuffle players around? And I've watched a lot of football, but, you know, you might see, the starting center gets hurt, then you're on to the second, maybe the third center. But at times it seemed like we were in our fourth center. I don't know if I've ever witnessed that on a team in a season. Has that been a first for you or what?
Yeah, it's definitely been the most extreme I've been through. Really starting at week three or whatever, it seemed to snowball on us a little bit, and you're always cross training guys just for that reason, so you can keep your best five on the field. But boy, that was a challenge there for a couple weeks, that's for sure.
Coach Ben, with all you work hand in hand. Top running backs or running back with the offensive line. When you look at all the teams you've been on, how do you view Alvin Kamara? To me, at times, you think, oh, he's going to get stopped and then he can hit it and get it. He's kind of like the Matrix to me. I mean, Alvin Kamara, to me, like a pass-receiving running back who runs hard. And, to me, he's special. And he's obviously the all-time leading Saints rusher. But just talk about the running backs you witnessed behind your offensive lines. He's about as good as it gets.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. Alvin's really special and really fits the scheme incredibly well. Because he can accelerate through a hole like no one's business. And as you mentioned, he'll go get some of those tough yards in there too. And so it's just been really fun to be around Alvin. He really has a good feel for it. I guess some of the other top backs I've been around, Steven Jackson or, just some of the other ones. Alvin's certainly way up there. Probably the best fit I've been around for the scheme that you could pick.
So, Coach, we're talking about guys who've been playing this game since they were kids, right? Through Little League, and high school, and college. And then, the rare few who get the opportunity to play in the NFL. And And I sit next to Deuce, right? So I got this encyclopedia of running and offensive line next to me each week. And he talks a lot about teaching, right? And most people are like, right. Teaching? How are we? What in the world are we? These are pros, right? But I talk about the level and the amount of teaching that you would do. And I'm talking beyond Irvine and training camp that continues through the season.
Sure. I think a lot of people would be shocked just how much learning and teaching goes on kind of in several phases of preparation, not just training camp, but you're always, always learning and teaching new techniques and developing skills from that standpoint, as well as the amount of information they have to digest and be taught in a normal game week to be successful. I know it shocked me. I came from college football into the NFL, and to see how the good ones prepare and how they need to be prepared from that learning standpoint is really, really impressive. And I think that's one of the reasons, when we're all healthy, we're playing fairly well.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You know, Coachman, when I look at Eric McCoy, and that's one thing, this is really post-Katrina since 2006. This goes back to Nick Fain, who left the Saints, became the all-time highest paid center with the Tampa Bay Bucks. But the Saints, we've always had kick-ass centers. I remember in the Jimmy Graham trade, we get Max Unger from the Seahawks. So all the centers and linemen that you coach, and the Saints fans are excited that he'll be coming back probably for this Browns game. What's your take on Eric McCoy? I said this. I think he could start for every NFL team. And let's say another NFL team has a good center. Well, he'd be starting at guard. I think he is that good. Whether it's left guard, center, or right guard, that Eric McCoy has that ability. What's your assessment of a young Eric McCoy?
I'm 100% right with you. I think Eric is really special. I agree. He would definitely be on any team I've ever coached, that's for sure. You'd find a way for him to play. And, he's really solid. He was probably my favorite player coming out in the draft, the year he came out in the draft. And he certainly hasn't disappointed now that I've got to work with him. He's just really, you don't see, we tend to like a little more athletic type center than the rest of the league, maybe a little bit, but you just don't find them like Eric, where they have the size and strength that he has, and the quickness and the athleticism to be, to do what you're asking to do. He's smart, savvy, competitive. I mean, I can't say enough good things about Eric. Can't wait to have him play again.
And Coach, we kind of maybe we take a little bit for granted just the play of Taliaferro-Fuaga, right? I mean, he's a rookie, but, he just kind of felt so mature at camp. And yesterday we saw a little bit of that toughness, right? I mean, he really kind of struggled with, on the bike, in the tent, but got back in there. I mean, he's got a level of toughness that you got to love, and he's got a level of maturity that I think you got to love.
Yeah, he really does. He's very intelligent just that toughness and, shows in his play style, really. And he's still a rookie and still got some things he can definitely improve. But those qualities you just mentioned are things we saw in his evaluation for the draft, and certainly hasn't disappointed since he's been here. He truly loves the game, and it shows in practice and it shows in the game. And I mean, he's dying to be out there, and you could tell if he could get back out there the other day, he was going to do that, and certainly appreciate that. So the future is very, very bright for Tally.
Coach Ben, what can you tell the fans, because all the players you've coached and not necessarily started out here, you know, they could be a 7 or 8 year veteran, like for instance, I look at like Lucas Patrick, and all of a sudden, you know, he comes from the Bears, an 8 year veteran, and you know, so he's a seasoned veteran when you consider that. And then when you continue to go, you know, down the list, like a Shane Lemieux, he's another one. He goes all the Giants. So how do you, like, treat those type players versus maybe someone you're trying to develop, like a Nick Saldiveri, who this is his first chance? So just talk about how do you coach them up? I mean, you might say, well, we treat everybody the same, but I don't think that's the case.
No, you don't really. I mean, you're exactly right. You know, the older vets who come in, usually just it's a matter of teaching them the vocabulary you're going to use, the plays you're going to use, and then what we're doing needs to be different than maybe what they're used to. And you know, if you've been in the league for 8 years. I mean, you know what you need to do to get it done if you're capable of doing it. And so from that standpoint, and you still work on skill development and techniques, but it's probably more from a, you know, a schematic or the offensive philosophy standpoint where, you know, the younger players, you're really in a lot of ways starting a lot more basically while you're trying to pick up the schematic qualities, if that makes any sense. So yeah, there's a little deal. We have little different development segments of practice for those two type of players, you know, and it's worked out fairly well.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. Offensive line coach John Benton. The O-line will be a bit of a focus again this Sunday because Jari Evans, one of the assistants on the O-line, will go into the Ring of Honor at halftime. So a big week and a big honor for Jari and continued success.
No doubt. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.